Here we go. Rock and or roll.
Yeah, you know, one or the other. It's fine.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Board the Pod!
Welcome, everybody! Welcome to 2016. Welcome, Caps fans. What is going on? You are listening to What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thanks for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Did you guys miss us? Come on, admit it. You missed us. Joining me as always.
I didn't miss it.
You didn't miss us. Coach
Dan. I was sitting on the beach, so I was good.
You know what? I'm glad you brought up the fact that you were sitting on a beach. I got a big question for you. What were you thinking not rubbing in the suntan lotion and just spraying it? That was the weirdest sunburn I've ever seen.
I was like, what the hell are you talking about? So I tried the spray one that I had gotten for the girlfriend because she doesn't like suntan lotion. She doesn't like her sunscreen. She doesn't like how it feels.
Right.
That makes sense. So I sprayed it, and I don't know what I did, but like I must have missed a certain spot, so I got this really weird like hoop looking sunburn.
But like you sprayed it on, but you didn't like rub it in. You just sprayed.
No, I did, but or like I don't know, man. I missed a spot and just didn't know. But I had worn a sleeveless shirt, so like the rest of me, like my body was covered, just my arms. I don't know what happened, man. Well, it didn't happen on like the other arm, so it wasn't like it was, you know, it wasn't symmetrical.
Right. So besides the weird sunburn, how were the holidays? How did they treat you?
It was good. It was good. Nice to relax, just sit on the beach and read pretty much every day. It was nice to go to a place so you could just kind of relax, take it easy, not to worry about anything. Saw the Caps kept rolling, so that was nice. I didn't get to watch any games while I was gone. They didn't have any nationally televised games, did they?
No, not national. I don't
believe it. No. So I didn't see those. But I was able to keep up, you know, Wi-Fi and stuff. There actually was a Wi-Fi on the beach, which was nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I got to keep up with the games. I got to watch the Redskins beat the Eagles to win the division. So that was pretty – although it was in Spanish. So that was even more interesting because I was in the Dominican. And it was great. It was great. How was your holidays?
Holidays were good. Had a good time relaxing. I had off in between Christmas and New Year's, which was different. I wasn't really used to that. It was very nice. Got some cool Christmas gifts. Got to hang out with a lot of cool friends. Me and my buddy went to the Smithsonian like we were planning. Saw the new Star Wars in the 5-story screen at the Smithsonian. Sold out show, by the way. 2:30 in the afternoon on a Wednesday. My plan was to
still haven't seen it.
Well, you're not a big fan. I don't think you're gonna see it, but
no, I'll see it because I like J.J. Abrams. But it's
very J.J.-esque. There's a lot of J.J. and Josh Whedon. You can feel both of them and their fingerprints on this movie, big time. There's only one real big shot with the light glare. You can tell.
You said that was he involved in Star Wars?
You can tell, like, the two of them work together very closely because, like, a lot of the dialogue, the way it's delivered and everything is very much...
Some of that writing is similar.
Yeah, it's very much J.J. Josh Whedon-esque. It fits in with the world of superhero movies that we see today because they kind of talk the same.
All right, well, no spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
I won't say anything. I will say I did enjoy it. I didn't know what was going to happen. I read some spoilers, not my fault, online earlier, but
it's your fault if you go out of your way.
No, all right, we're taking forever getting the Caps world, but here, so the movie, this is what happened. The movie came out on a Thursday night, right? I went about 12 hours, I went about 12 hours without getting spoiled in any way. I stayed away. I unfollowed every Star Wars social media account I could, and then I went onto a wrestling subreddit, and this guy posted a picture on Friday night and said, "This guy wins for best heel move ever." And a heel is the bad guy, in case you guys aren't wrestling fans.
I Okay, no, I got the reference. I'm
gonna just in case somebody who doesn't watch wrestling knows, there's heels, baby faces. Heels are the bad guys. So I click on this picture, and it's a guy at an indie show just wearing a white shirt, a belt, wrestling trunks, just standing in a ring. And I'm like, what's the big friggin' deal? I don't see – how is this the best heel movie ever? So I zoom in, and on the shirt
– No spoilers.
He has a giant spoiler written on his shirt in Sharpie. And
oh, that's not nice.
I know. Well, part of me goes, God, I hate you. I can't believe you just spoiled that. But another part of me goes, that's a pretty good heel move. That's a great way to get
an audience against you. That's a hell of a way to do it.
That's how you do it. But anyway, guys, that's how we celebrated the holidays, rang in the new year. I watched a little bit of Caps hockey before partying down in Ocean City for New Year's Eve. But let's talk about some of the big stuff today. I mean, the amount of news that happened today before we recorded, I would assume would have happened tomorrow, given our track record. Because usually we do a show and then all this stuff happens. But man, what is going on with the Caps? They are making some moves. Big news happening. Biggest news right now, we got a new capital, a part of the team. Mike Richards, now an official member of the Washington Capitals. Coach, what's your feeling on this?
No one else can see that, but you can see that I'm shaking my head. Yes, we have either a drug addict or a drug dealer on the team now, so that's going to be fun. The Caps signed Mike Richards, formerly of the LA Kings and the Philadelphia Flyers, and probably many Flyers nightclubs, as well as probably ones in LA. 1 year, $1 million prorated deal. I mean, on paper, it's a good move, but if that paper is being rolled up to store something, then that's a problem. So, no, the guy had a ton of talent. Who knows if he still has it? You know, he wasn't doing great in L.A. In the last year. So, you know, at least not on the ice. He's apparently making some money off it. So there's a problem. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. They said he's going to wear number 10. Let's see how he does. McClellan is backing him, and we don't really have any reason right now to not – McClellan doesn't have the track record yet to say whether his moves are going to be bad. You know, so far things have worked out pretty well. Even though he overpaid for Orpik worked out well. Even though – I mean, Niskanen's worked out well. He made the move for TJ Oshie and got Justin Williams. Those are both good moves. Trotz has worked out. So far he's doing pretty well.
Right.
So it's – we'll wait and see what happens with the Richards thing. But I remember today my girlfriend texted me something like, so, Mike Richards. And I was like, God damn it. No, what did she say? She said, she said, welcome, Mike Richards. And I was like, God, no, really? I get it. We were talking about this before the show. Beagle's out, but it's for 6 weeks, not 6 months, not 6 years. He's not going to be out for the rest of the season. I don't know if you need to go out and make a move like this to bring in a guy that could potentially cause problems. They have what seems to be a tight-knit locker room. These guys enjoy one another's company. Do you want to bring in a guy who may be doing some extra business on the side? I don't know. I'm concerned. I'm hesitant to say whether this was a good move or not.
So let me ask you this, though. For people that don't know out there about this Mike Richards guy, he got caught,
he was coming across the border, if I read this correctly today. He was coming across the border between the U.S. and Canada. I think he was going into the U.S. from Canada. And I'll look it up real quick just to double check. But he was caught with oxycodone.
Okay.
So that's good.
And then once that happened, the NHL Kings, everybody just dropped him, right?
Well, the Kings terminated his contract. The NHL suspended him or something. So apparently the Caps checked to make sure he would be okay to come back in terms of the NHL would be okay with it. So as far as I know, he's okay now in regards to the NHL. As to his deal with the law, I think he has a trial set for January. So it's nice to know that they're going to bring in a guy who already wasn't playing the greatest hockey before his contract got terminated. Now we'll have another thing in the back of his mind in the court date and potential jail sentence that may be coming his way. So it's an interesting choice.
So they signed a guy that potentially is going to miss a couple games due to court dates or whatever else is going to happen from those court dates. So there's no guarantee this guy is even going to be a big part of this team.
It's going to be a while. Like, we saw guys when they came in. Williams, I think, maybe in the exception, but like we saw the players last year. It took a while to get into Trotz's system. We saw Oshie not struggle, but not – his points were not coming along real great at the beginning of the season. He sort of took a little bit of time before he was really comfortable, it seemed, with this system. So it's going to be interesting to see how long it takes him to adapt to the team. And he's not doing that as a player coming in as sort of just like the new guy, maybe got a trade or someone they signed in the offseason who doesn't have a lot of stress. Like, he's got all this legal problems that are happening at the same freaking time. So it's going to be interesting to see,
like, how do you focus on hockey if you got all this other stuff going on?
No, I mean, it's difficult.
Yeah.
It's not the only player ever to have that happen. We see this, unfortunately, happen relatively often in the NFL, where players get themselves in troubles because they act like big babies. It's tough. It's a tough situation. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. If it turns out that he comes on and is playing phenomenal, and he could definitely fit in as that third-line center, because he's not playing ahead of Backstrom, he's not playing ahead of Kuznetsov, who's leading the team in points right now with 37. Kuznetsov's ridiculous right now. We can talk about him in a minute, but he's playing freaking amazing. So he's going to be third or fourth-line center. If he plays that role and plays it well enough, it's a good deal.
Now, here's what I would have done, because when this came on my phone and it said, oh, Mike Richards, he's now a part of the Capitals, they've signed a one-year deal or whatever, my mind immediately didn't go to the guy who got caught at the border. It went to the guy that we were trying out in the preseason, if you remember, because we didn't know how long Backstrom was going to be out, and it was a guy...
Who was that?
I know it wasn't Mike Richards, but that was like, I heard the name, and I'm like, oh, we signed a guy because Beagle's out. I'm guessing it's this guy that we had in the preseason that we were trying out.
Who was that?
I forget his name.
I have no idea right now.
He
Derek Roy.
Right. So, like, I thought of Derek Roy before I thought of this one. I was like, oh, we signed a center. I mean, that makes sense. We tried him out. I don't know if he's with anybody now, but that's just where my mind went. And
let's look him up.
If he was doing Playing well.
Sweden?
If he was doing well, why wouldn't you just bring him back? But I don't know.
I mean, my guess, either Roy may have a deal that he's not allowed to get out of in Sweden. Sometimes when players sign with teams overseas, they can get out of that contract should an NHL team come calling. Maybe the Caps didn't really have a lot of faith in Derek Roy based on how he played in the preseason. And they figured a guy who is, got a drug problem may be a better fit for the team, which is interesting. So if he comes on, he plays well, he's definitely going to be a phenomenal signing. I mean, he was the captain of the Flyers at one point. He was a hell of a player. And you got to see if he can sort of get back to that way he was before, or even something even remotely like that. I mean, Richards is only – I'm trying to look at him right now. He's only 30. You know, he's not old man. He's not a guy at the end of his career.
Right.
Well, potentially. We'll see what happens with the court case. But he's not a guy who's 37, 38 that they're bringing in. He's a guy who could be still playing in the NHL if he can turn things around for a number of years. So
this really was a gamble by McClellan, because
it's sort of a low risk, high reward. It's not a lot of money.
Right. It's only $1 million.
To bring in. Hopefully he doesn't cause a problem in the locker room. Even if he's a guy who comes in and tries to disrupt things, like, you're not a Nats fan, but he's not going to be a Jonathan Papelbon. He's not going to come in and cause problems in the locker room to be
a guy D-bag. Out.
And yeah, what an idiot. And how is he still on the roster? And he's not going to, even if he does, I'm pretty sure that it seems like the guys, the veterans there, it's going to be like, hey, you sit there and shut up kind of a thing. So I'm not too concerned about it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I feel like they could have brought in someone who was better. Now, if you want to do it in a trade, that's a little bit different, because you're now giving up something to get him. The only thing you're giving up to get Richards is some of your cap hit.
Right. So it really could be this guy could come out, prove that he is a changed man, prove that he can still play hockey, that he deserves to be in the NHL, or he could come out and prove that he's a dud and that and the Caps could just release him and put him on waivers and let him go. And it all depends on what they're doing. Obviously, Brian McClellan thought this was worth the risk, and we'll see what happens. You know, with Jay Beagle out 6 weeks, I mean, you're looking at him coming back. The earliest would be mid-February, but I think you still got to add in, you know, rehab time and time to get back into playing shape and stuff like that. So I don't think you see Beagle until, like, beginning of March. So that is a little ways away, but it's...
I've never seen him back before that, but then see him on, like, the fourth line for a couple of games.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm going to butcher her name, but new Washington Post reporter Isabel Kershaden.
Dude, I have no idea. I haven't heard her on, like, TV yet or anything, so, or on the radio, so I haven't learned how to say her name just yet.
But she just said that Richards has agreed to terms but not officially signed. That'll happen tomorrow. But the Caps have a max 23 guys on the active roster right now, so someone's got to move to make room for them. So there's potential of someone being reassigned. Or,
well, I guess it's still.
Or John Carlson could be put on IR. So those are the two options they have right now to make this guy a part of the official roster.
No, but then when Carlson comes back, he's still to make a move. I mean, they have a bunch of moves they're going to have to make when all these injuries are done with. When Beagle comes back, my guess is, I mean, Carlson's the most likely one to come back soon. They have an interesting injury problem. I mean, Carlson, he broke his play game streak at like 400 and something, so he's been out the last couple of games. Lotta was injured in a fight. Lotta's back.
Lotta's back, yeah.
Yeah, Lotta's back, so he came back, but he was out for a couple of games. Beagle's out for 6 weeks, like we talked about. Backstrom was injured in the same game as Beagle, but he came back the next game, and Orpik is still out. So they had a little bit of they have an interesting injury situation going on. Johansson, last game, he was out for – he didn't come back. In the second period, they didn't see him on the bench, but then he was back and fine later, and I think scored a goal after they said he was gone, so maybe it was just an equipment problem. So, yeah, if they bring Richards in and they don't put Carlson on – IR, they have to send someone down. My guess is it's Sill once he returns from his suspension, because he's a dum-dum. Remember, you don't get to play if you're going to be dumb. Wait, is that how it went? Or is it, if you're dumb, you don't get to play. That needs to be on a t-shirt. The Caps roster on their website is massive. Chandler Stephenson is not on the team right now, is he?
No.
Okay, well, he's on their roster for some reason on the website. That doesn't make sense. My guess is Sill gets sent down. When Carlson comes back, they'll send down Aaron Ness or one of the other guys that they recalled to cover.
They've been talking about the depth in Hershey with a lot of the guys on defense and everything.
They do have some good depth on defense. And the defense is playing very well. Sorry to interrupt. Schmidt's been playing phenomenal. Chorney's been playing well. So, you know, take your time a little bit. Not too much.
They're trying to figure out the right Hershey guy to have up here, but I haven't been impressed with a lot of the call-ups. You know, I haven't been impressed with Connor Carrick. I haven't been impressed with Ness. I think the defense...
Like one game.
Yeah, like they've been trading him up to see who's going to be the best guy up here. But for the most part, like the main roster guys are the only ones really impressing me. And it's been bad. Like I think you missed it over the break. But like they didn't play well on New Year's Eve. They didn't play well. What was the January 2nd? You know, I mean, to go to a shootout against the Blue Jackets, the worst team in the Metro, that really says something there. It's the Capitals have been on a winning streak, and then they lost two in a row, first time this season. And I'm not putting it all on the defense. I just think
in trouble.
I just think
trade everybody.
Bring up the whole Hershey Bears. Bench everybody.
That's it. We're done. Blow it up.
But the injury bug is definitely hitting them and hitting them hard right now. I mean, for Orpik to be out, he's on injury reserve. So, like, it's we at least know that much. He's not on long-term yet. Beagle's out. Carlson, you know, he's out. And they were expecting him back in a game or two. But he's been out for, what, I think 3 or 4 games now. This might be his fourth one coming up. For all this to happen at the same time is what really is hurting the Caps. But... Zach Sill, he's going to be gone for 2 games because he got suspended, like you said, for being dumb.
Yeah, he that was dumb.
Yeah, that was a dumb move.
That was not smart.
Shows his inexperience, shows why he's not a full-time Capital, shows why he's not in the NHL full-time, because that's just a dumb move. And now we lost him for the next 2 games coming up. So The Capitals, I feel as if they went on their Christmas, their holiday breaks. They kind of forgot to play hockey a little bit. I forgot how to do my job a little bit. But the injury bug's hitting them bad. And I think no one believes me. Nobody believes. I don't even think you, Coach, you believe me. But
I don't know what we're talking about.
Jay Beagle, the fact that he's out for 6 weeks.
This is
going to really hurt the Capitals. I don't care what anybody says. You know, I got into a little Facebook fight with a friend of mine.
No, dude, it's cool. Mike Richards is just going to slip oxycodone into the opposing players' water bottles, and then they're all going to be too high to play hockey well. Okay, yeah. We're good. I get it now. I see what McClellan's doing.
Right.
It's a good plan.
It's sneaky, but it's cool.
Great plan.
But with Beagle out, it's going to affect this team big time. I don't care what anybody says. It is not going to be good for this team. Beagle is a grinder. He's a hard worker. You take away those character guys, he's like the first guy at practice every week or every day. Beagle is the guy that you count on. He's why Jason Chimera is having such a good season, because they're paired together. Losing Jay Beagle hurts the Capitals in so many ways, and I don't find it coincidental. He goes out, and they lose two games straight. Just saying. Hashtag just saying.
Hashtag you're crazy. I don't know. I mean, they're definitely going to miss him on the PK. They're definitely going to miss him taking faceoffs in the defensive zone at the end of games when they're holding a one- or two-goal lead. But I think they're doing okay. Johansson got moved to third line. Trotz sort of moved the roster around a little bit for the Boston game, put Burakovsky on the second line left wing. But Johansson is the third line center, and they look good. So I don't think they're going to miss Beagle as much as you think they're going to, but I think that they're going to miss him certain aspects and very good things that he brings to the team, like his face-off ability and his PK skills. They're definitely going to miss those, and someone's going to have to step up and you know, be able to fill in at least somewhat of what Beagle did for this team.
And no one can match the Beagles. No one can do it. I don't care what anybody says. We're going to miss the Beagles.
A little bit. I mean, they'll miss them a little bit.
A little bit. Maybe more than a little bit. But I think it's funny they lose two games in a row, first time without Jay Beagle there. All I'm saying. So let's move on. Let's talk about the All-Star game coming up. It was released today that not only will Alex Ovechkin be the captain of the Metropolitan Division team, not only will Barry Trotz be the coach of the Metropolitan Division team, but Braden Holtby and Nicholas Backstrom will also be going to the All-Star game. Congratulations, guys. You guys earned it. And way to go, Backy. Finally, that guy's going to be on the All-Star team. He's probably not happy about it.
The guy who could not care less.
Yeah, he probably doesn't care about it, but hey, congrats to those two guys. They definitely deserve it.
No, it's great to see if they're going. I don't see how they don't have Holtby there, considering how just freaking amazing he's playing. He was, again, named the second star of the month, this one for the month of December, after being named the second star of the month for November. He finished the month with a 9-0-1 record with one shutout, a GAA of 1.69, and a .947 save percentage. That's ridiculous. He's been playing amazing, and I don't see how you can go and not give him that sort of respect and opportunity to go and do that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully he goes. Nobody gets injured. You never want anybody to get hurt. Knock on wood. So we'll see. It'll be fun. It'll be nice for the guys. Backstrom is the least all-star guy there in terms of his personality. Like, he's not going to go out and be crazy. He's just going to kind of sit there. Okay, I'll play a game, guys. It'll be fun. I'll see you later. Like, he's not going to go nuts.
So what are we going to see? What do you think we're going to see from Backstrom for the skills competition? What do you think he's going to do?
Something with his hair.
You like his hair?
No, I don't know. I mean, he's got the nice Swedish blonde. No, I don't know. Like, he, you know, the skills where he's got to go in between the cones and stuff. I think, you know, I don't remember what it's called. Damn it, what's it called? Like, all the skills competition stuff, he'll definitely be doing a lot of, like, the little things and skating in between all the cones and taking he could do the accuracy shot, hitting the four targets.
Yeah.
I think he'd be good there. I think he'd be good with the relay race thing where he goes in between the cones. I think he'd be very good at that. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch. You know, I'm sure he'll have fun. Ovechkin was very excited. I heard today that when they went to interview Backstrom, Ovechkin introduced him as All-Star Nicholas Backstrom. So that's, you know, it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited to see those guys there. I'm a little intrigued how this tournament's going to go because it's the first time they're doing it, but I love the skills competition. That's the highlight for me, except for Drunkovi. No Drunkovi this year, but at least televised.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. He's an idiot.
At least televised, but I'm going to miss Drunkovi. But what else we got to talk about in Caps World?
Oh, let's see. What else is going on? Let's see. We talked about the injuries. Talk about Zach Sill being a dum-dum. You don't hit a guy in the numbers, and now you get to sit. Don't get to play if you're dumb. Caps are doing ridiculous. The team's currently 29-7-3. They're first in the league in goal differential with a plus 39. That is pretty damn impressive.
That's pretty good.
Second in the NHL in goals scored. Dallas is going to run away with that one, so I'm not really worried about that. But they are first in the NHLs in goals against, one less than Florida. We're on a freaking 10-game winning streak. What the hell is going on in South Florida? What the hell do the Panthers become good?
It's the Jager effect.
What the frick is going on? The Caps are first in the NHL at the moment with 61 points, one ahead of Dallas, and three less games played. They are playing phenomenal. They went 7-1-1 since we last talked, that being back on December 17th. They got a 12-point gap between themselves and the second-place New York Brooklyn Islanders, and they went 11-2-1 in December. The team is playing phenomenal right now because Kuznetsov is on fire. Burakovsky's starting to warm up a little bit. The defense is playing solid. They're going to get the guys back. The team's doing very well right now. We got to keep things moving forward. And Trotz and everybody's – you know, there's not a team that panics. They're not a team that's going to panic. And when they're down a goal, we see that they can fight back, get back into games. They can hang on to one or two goal leads.
Oh, no, no.
Right
listen,
now,
listen,
a
listen.
Very good team.
Not even down a goal, okay? Down two goals, down possibly three goals, this team comes back every single time. Well, not every single time. We 1-1 or whatever. But anyway, close enough.
This team comes back most of the sometimes.
But look at this. A year ago, 2 years ago, back with the Bruce era, they got down by one goal. They went into emo mode. They stopped caring. They didn't want to do anything. They didn't care about that game. This time
that was
around,
the end of the Bruce era.
Yeah.
The beginning of the Boudreaux era, they would come back because they would just score 17 goals. They would win every game like 7-6. And guys, it's not going to work in the playoffs.
But now, under Barry Trotz, these guys, they're down two goals. They're down three goals. They'll come back, and they'll score three goals within 5 minutes. I mean, it worries me. It takes them a little bit to warm up after, you know, a couple days of a break or whatever. But, man, they don't call it quits. That is the thing that I think when the playoffs do roll around, I think that's the thing that's going to help this team the most is the fact that they can't be killed. They can't die. You know, they aren't just going to roll over anymore. They're not going to go into emo mode. Instead of being like, oh, man, we're down a goal or two. Now they're like, we're down a goal or two.
It's all over.
Yeah, now they're just like, let's beat the crap out of these guys. Let's knock some heads. Let's take somebody out. And they do. And they come back. And you know, that you got guys like Braden Holtby that is inspiring these guys to keep the goals or keep the teams at least close in scoring. But, man, this team, even though they are without Jay Beagle, and I think it's going to make them work
right,
a little
bit. You know who's been playing really well?
Who's
Tom Wilson.
Yes! Of all the guys.
Wilson's been playing very well. He's bringing it offensively. He's doing more offensively. He's playing very solid. I like what I'm seeing from Wilson. He's got to keep it up.
The dude has become an assist machine. I mean,
he
could just set up a guy on a shot, and then you get a goal.
He been playing better since Beagle went down?
I want to say it was before then.
No, I'm just screwing with you.
And then Beagle went down, and he was like, I will fight for my brothers!
That's him and Lotta anytime anyone on the other team touches somebody. Like, don't touch him!
Don't you touch him! Do you remember, I think it was in the Epics thing where Lotta and Wilson were talking about like somebody going after Backstrom, and they're like,
don't touch our dad.
Yeah, don't touch our dad.
No one touches our dad. It's like, these guys are so goofy. I think Like finally followed them on Instagram
around Christmas.
All is right in the world now.
Yeah, right around Christmas, they finally got a follow. They've been waiting for so long. But it's finally happened.
I wonder if they're kind of disappointed because now they can't screw with him about it anymore.
No, now they start bugging his fiance. That's what they do.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
Oh, man. All right, so anything else we got to talk about in Caps World?
Nope. Yeah, I mean, team's playing well right now. They got to keep going. They got their schedule coming up to see.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Keep doing what you're doing, playing well, playing smart. Mike Richards, We'll see. They got interesting games coming up. They have a lot of road games they've been going through lately, but they're doing pretty well. The Columbus game, that was – I didn't really see much of the Columbus game. I saw some of the third period at a restaurant. But they got the Islanders, the Rangers. They can even – if they win both of those games, they get an even bigger lead.
But here so hold on. You're looking at the schedule right now, all right? We'll talk about
I know we'll do it later in the show. Sorry.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it later in the show, but look at Saturday's game time.
No, I know. It's a loss against the Rangers. It's a daytime game on a weekend. That's a loss. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, because last year, these guys had a hard time for weekend games during the day. So I'm intrigued to see if they have fixed that problem, if they know how to get some sleep before.
Unless it was the Winter Classic.
Right. They did well during that. But other than that.
They did okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a 1 o'clock game. Now that football's over, you're going to see more nationally televised games on Sundays in the afternoon and on weekends, on Saturdays as well in the afternoon. So
yeah, I'm going to miss Sunday's game.
Like, coming up on the 24th, it's a nationally televised game. That game is at 12:30 in the afternoon. So hopefully these guys...
I was like, wow, because against the Penguins, that's a loss.
Yeah, so if they can do a little bit better during the daytime... And maybe not party so much the night before. That would maybe help us out.
Kidding. That would be nice. Yeah, I'll miss Sunday's game, this upcoming Sunday's game, because I'll be at the Skins game.
Well, see them lose out of the first round. That's cool.
That's all right. They're ahead of where they should be, so I'm okay with this right now.
What's Kirk Cousins, what's his catchphrase?
You like that?
You like that. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that actually is a pretty good catchphrase, got to say.
It's not, like, it wasn't intended to be his catchphrase, I don't imagine. But it's just something, I don't know. No, I don't think maybe they do, I don't care. But, like, the originator just came after a game where they came back and won, and he was just yelling at somebody.
He was yelling at the media, who was saying, like...
In, like, the tunnel. Yeah, I think it was directed at someone in particular, though. But, it was funny. So, and it turned into a whole thing, and the fans took it upon themselves. They made it a big thing, and it's been fun, yeah. But, I'll miss that Caps game. But yeah, Caps doing well. Everything's going pretty well so far.
It's hard to complain. We can talk about how they can potentially get better or whatever, but it's hard to complain when the team is doing this well. Number one in the NHL, number one in the Metro by 12 points in the Metro, too. I mean, it's hard to complain about it. Hopefully they can stick through all these injuries and still continue on the path they're on. So that's the thing to look for coming up, is how well they adapt to all these injuries and kind of have that next man up mentality. But anyway, that's it for Caps World. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Down on the Farm. But first, here is a word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the Puck? What the Puck is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears, hungry for some chocolate, and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Oh, let's see. In the past 2 weeks, Hershey went 4-5, falling to second in the Atlantic Division standing, 7 points behind first-place Wilkes-Barre Scranton. The Bears will be back at it on Friday in Rochester, Saturday in Syracuse, and Sunday at home against Utica. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 4-3, putting them second in the South Division, 5 back of first place Florida.
Wow.
That's what's going on down on the farm.
Wow, that was quick.
It's a quick show. I didn't really get into all the teams they were playing because that would take a while because we haven't talked in 2 weeks.
Right. Right.
But we'll see. I mean, the teams, they're doing all right. They're doing well. They're both in second place in their division, so they're definitely still in the playoff hunt. It's only January. Still got time to be able to come out on top if they – can, I guess.
I'm really hoping to go to the Hershey Bears next weekend. I'm hoping to go to the Sunday game. We shall see, but that would be a lot of fun. Love going up to the
this
Bears.
Sunday game. The promotion, I think, is Hershey Park tickets or something like that. Whatever.
Yes.
It's called.
Yeah. You get admission to the park, which I don't really care about. Never liked amusement parks, but whatever. All right, so that is it for Down on the Farm. Go Bears! Go Stingrays! Now let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We are going around the NHL. Plenty of stuff going on. The Winter Classic is over. PK Subban looked like a million bucks going into that game. The ratings, not so much. But getting us ready, going around the NHL. Coach Stan, what's going on, man?
I think I saw like the last 30 seconds of that game.
It was bad. I was in Ocean City, went to OC Brewing to watch that game, had a big screen watching it pretty much by myself. Everyone else was watching those bowl games. But, yeah, the Bruins, not one to remember for them.
No, I don't imagine they were too pleased with their poor performance. Now, since it's been so long since we talked, and a week of that I was out of the country, I'm just going to attempt to cover the big stories. I didn't feel like going back to the NHL news. It would have taken me like over an hour just to go back to 2 weeks of stories. Let's talk about some trades where I had written my notes and then everyone decided to make a freaking trade today and maybe have to go back and write more stuff. So thanks for that, guys. Could have waited until tomorrow like you normally do after we've done a show and then have a bunch of things go down. Philadelphia sent Vincent LeCavalier and Luke Shen to LA for prospect Jordan Wheel and a third round pick. Philly will also retain half of both LeCavalier and Shen's salary. Columbus sent Ryan Johansson to Nashville for Seth Jones. I'm not sure I understand that one necessarily from Columbus's point of view, but that's a pretty big trade that Columbus is sending one of their top players, even though he hasn't been playing great this season, Ryan Johansson. They're sending him to Nashville for defenseman Seth Jones. That's a good move, I think, for Jones. Reading on Twitter that he was unlikely in Nashville to become a top pairing defenseman because the guys in front of him are just ridiculously good. So it's maybe the best thing for him in the long run and potentially for the U.S. Olympic team as he could be playing for them. Montreal acquired goalie Ben Scrivens from Edmonton for Zach Cassian, and Toronto acquired Jeremy Morin from Anaheim for Richard Panik. One player that wasn't traded was Tampa Bay's Jonathan Drouin. I think that's how you say his name. D-R-O-U-I-N.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with that, Drouin. All right, whatever. His agent came out this week and revealed that he asked Tampa to trade Drouin back in November. The 2013 third overall pick was sent down to their AHL affiliate and clearly wasn't very happy about it. So it looks like he may be changing teams at some point in the near future. This is not the first time the Tampa Bay's been having some trouble with big-name players. Martin St. Louis wanted out. There's, you know, some wonder about Stamkos, and now Drouin also wants out of Tampa. And players misbehaving news, aside from Zach Seal getting suspended, Boston had two players that were suspended. As Brad Marchand, shocker there, got 3 games for clipping. I thought that was kind of funny. For clipping Ottawa's – get suspended for clipping, by the way. But no, it was a dick move, and he got suspended for clipping Ottawa's Mark Borowicki, while Maxime Talbot got 2 games for interfering with New Jersey's Yuri Talusti. And finally, the NHL revealed the All-Star Game jerseys today. But not bad.
Oh, I didn't see these.
Not great, but they're not bad. I kind of like them a little bit. The 3 colors on the sleeve is a bit much. You need to settle down. But other than that, actually, it's nicely done. They did a pretty good job including the Nashville colors as well. That's the big news from the past few weeks in the NHL.
Are they black, white, and gold?
Yeah, are you looking at them?
I think so.
It should be on
NHL.com. Oh, NHL. Yeah, I'm on USA Today or something. I want to see these jerseys. This looks like a jersey that if like the Penguins were hosting, that they would have them wear.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know.
Where is it on this website?
I don't know about these, man. You might be alone on saying they're not bad.
Whatever. You like the Caps ones for the Winter Classic last year.
I do. I stand by that. But, like, the 3 stars, all right, I dig that because it's 3-on-3 this year. Okay, but, yeah.
That seems more like a Nashville thing.
The sleeves are...
The sleeves need to decide what they are. Pick a color.
All right, here we go. Yeah, the NHL. Yep, that's them. Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Oh, should we go over the rosters real quick?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, hold on. Let me bring it up. We'll go over the rosters. But, yeah, the Central...
They kind of look like bumblebees.
Baked it a little bit. The Central's looking a little tough. All right, let's start in the Atlantic, where the players, provided that no one gets injured, again, knock on wood, are going to be the Atlantic will have Patrice Bergeron from Boston, Jaromir Jagr, boo!
Wait, he's in it? I thought he didn't want to be in it.
No, I think he's afraid that John Scott's going to knock him into the next time zone or something. Leo Komarov from Toronto. Detroit's Dylan Larkin, Boston's Ryan O'Reilly, Tampa Bay's Steven Stamkos, future Toronto Maple Leafs player potentially, Florida's Aaron Ekblad, Ottawa's Eric Karlsson, Montreal's PK Subban, Tampa Bay's Ben Bishop, and Florida's Roberto Luongo. Florida had three players.
Wow.
Well, you want a 10-game winning streak, something like that might happen.
Yeah.
Let's go over to the Central, where they had Dallas's Jamie Benn, Colorado's Matt Duchene, Chicago's douchebag Patrick Kane, Dallas's Tyler Seguin, St. Louis' Vladimir Tarasenko. I'm going to stop saying teams because who cares. Jonathan Toews, Dustin Byfuglien, Roman Josi, Shea Weber, Devin Dubnyk, and Pekka Rinne. They'll be representing the Central. That's going to be a tough one to beat. I'll tell you right now. The Pacific, Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey, Taylor Hall, Joe Pavelski, Corey Perry, John Scott is the captain. What the hell? All right, moving on. Daniel Sedin, Brent Burns, Drew Doughty, Mark Giordano, John Gibson? Interesting. And Jonathan Quick. And then the Atlantic, led by Captain Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom,
Wait, the Atlantic.
Paul Giroux,
the Atlantic?
Denny Malkin. What?
You said the captain of the Atlantic.
I'm sorry, Captain. Well, because it's a better name than the Metropolitan. Because that's stupid. Sorry, led by Alex Ovechkin, the Metropolitan team will be Nicholas Backstrom, Claude Giroux, Yevgeny Malkin, Brandon Saad, John Tavares, Justin Falk, Chris Letang. He'll probably be injured, so he probably won't be there. Ryan McDonough, Braden Holtby, and Corey Schneider. You know who wasn't named? Sidney Crosby. And people are freaking out.
That is true. He was not.
And who cares?
Dude's not having an all-star season. Let's be honest.
He's playing a little well lately, but what does it matter? If anything, he gets an opportunity to sit at home and relax and not get injured. So I don't know what the fans are flipping out about. Everybody just relax.
Man. All right. All-star
game. Yeah, no. It'll be fun. I like the 3-on-3. I think it's going to be a little silly. If you're a goaltender, you're just going to be like, well, screw it. We'll see what happens. just hope you don't get hurt, please.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we don't want to see.
And Ovechkin, if you want to light up Jager like you did
in the Olympics. Was that Vancouver.
That would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. All right, guys. Let's talk about the Caps schedule coming up. On Thursday, January 7th, the Capitals are up in New York up against the Islanders. That game is at 7 o'clock.
Are they hanging out with DePauly?
Hanging out with DePauly, getting some coffee.
Where is DePauly playing? Let's look this up.
Who the hell knows? That game is at 7 o'clock.
What's his first name again?
D. I don't know.
Actually, no. Is it Jonathan?
Paulie DePauly.
Paulie DePauly? What the hell is his name? Shoot, I can't remember.
I don't know.
All right, sorry, really interrupted, but there any opportunity to do the DePauly bit? I'm going for it.
All right, well, that game's at 7 o'clock. Comcast SportsNet is where you can see that locally. Then on Saturday, January 9th, the Capitals are staying up in New York, going off the island. And
Thomas DePauly.
Thomas DePauly. There you go.
Thomas DePauly from Woodbridge, Illinois. That's not what I expected. That makes the bit less fun.
Well, you know, I wonder if the Capitals are just going to hang out in New York for a day or two because they're going from Brooklyn and then they're going to Manhattan to Madison Square Garden.
I don't imagine it wouldn't make sense to come home.
It wouldn't. No, they just got to hang out in Manhattan for a little bit.
He plays in Notre Dame.
Oh, okay. All right.
Interesting. Paulie right now has got, according to HockeyDB, 17 points in 19 games. Not bad for the forward.
This kid, somebody in like his class might listen to us and be like, you know that they talk about you all the time. About
they
you
love
getting
your name. If we had him on the show, I don't think I could do the bit.
You know, I bet you he's on Twitter. I bet you he's on Twitter. We need to ask him to come on the show. Yeah. We're just totally gonna do
Yep. Thomas DePauly.
All right. So Saturday, January 9th, the Capitals are in Manhattan up against the King, Henrik Lundqvist, and the Rangers. That game is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So, guys, why don't you guys get some brunch, you know, get some mimosas and some pancakes and watch the Capitals take on the Rangers. Then on Sunday, January 10th, the Capitals are back home in D.C. up against the Ottawa Senators. That game is at 7 o'clock, Comcast Sportsnet. So, a lot better than, like, the 14 games I had to list off last time. when last time we did a show. Oh,
20 minutes later.
We gotta say,
and then they're playing on this day. Yeah.
We gotta say congrats to Finland for winning the World Juniors. I think it was yesterday. So they had a big beatdown with Russia. Went to overtime in the finals. We saw Samsonov for a little bit. We saw Vitek Vanacek as well. Both played very well. But Finland came out on top in World. So congrats to them. But that is pretty much it for What the Puck this week, guys. If you want to continue the conversation with Dan or I, you can tweet to either one of us. I am available on Twitter. Follow me there, at Brando Cash. And Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter, at WTP Coach Dan. You can also not ever find me. You can find some of my old writings at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals. In their bobbleheads, which I ask you every time. But Brandon, have you gotten any new ones yet?
No, did not get any bobbleheads. But for Christmas, I did get a Matt Bradley signed puck. I got to say, that was pretty cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Not a bobblehead, though, so I'm a little disappointed in you.
No bobbling here. No bobbling here.
But anyways, they had a new one I saw recently. It's actually pretty good. I still have not gotten the TJ Oshie one yet. I hope those are still available. Otherwise, I'm going to be very upset.
When I saw Star Wars, my plan was to go to a game afterwards because it would be my buddy's first hockey game live. We watched our first hockey game ever on December 20th, and he kind of dug it. And I was like, "No, you got to go live." The cheapest seat, all the way up top in the nosebleeds, was $120. The cheapest.
What site were you looking on?
StubHub and SeatGeek.
I use the same ones. Interesting.
And they were the cheapest tickets, so we did not go, and I did not get any new bobbleheads.
No, not yet. The Innova Blood Drive one's Justin Williams.
Oh, there you go.
That's interesting. Interesting. But yeah, that's CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, what about Brando Cash Entertainment?
So I go to BrandoCash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck and everything else we do at Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash whenever a new podcast comes out, whether it be What the Puck or The Call, or maybe a wrestling one coming up, or maybe a Walking Dead one coming up. Who knows? We're always cooking up something at Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast, as well as on Twitter at WTP_podcast. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know because you'll be following us on Facebook and Twitter, and that's when we'll be announcing it. Now, guys, we do this show for free. You guys listen, you stream, you download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. All we ask in return is not for you to pay us, not to do a Kickstarter for us, not to do any of that. We don't want your money. We want you guys to please spread the word.
I'll take your money.
Dan wants your money. I just want you guys to spread the word.
I'll take it if you want to help me out.
If you guys could please spread the word about What the Puck, let your friends know on social media, let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you're social on the web. Say, I'm a Caps fan. Now that football is pretty much over, it's time to watch some hockey. Why don't you check out the Capitals? Check out What the Puck. These guys will get you ready for all the hockey you're ever going to want to watch. So that is pretty much it for What the Puck this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. And until we talk again, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.